Back on the Sports Pen on ESPN 970 KC Ford, along with Bill Blohm, we welcome in Kurt Minching from BlessYouBoys.com and happens to be the editor of Maple Street Press. By the way, how did that turn out? You know what the sales were on that?
About 23,000 is the circulation for that.
Kurt Minching now joins us on the Sports Pen on ESPN 970. Opening day right around the corner, and the Tigers play the New York Yankees. I have to throw that out there right away. Ryan Numala wants to say...
Put your hand over your heart when you say that.
Wow. Ryan Numala wanted me to say the New York Spankies until the Tigers beat the Spankies. 2 days, by the way. Thanks, Ryan Numala, who works over at Elder Agency over in Marquette. But
Ryan, get back to work.
Kurt, Tigers, since last time you've been on, have named a second baseman. Will Rimes is going to be the starting second baseman. Carlos Guillen still injured.
Right.
Now, why was he named the second baseman over a guy like Sizemore, Danny Wirth, or Ramon Santiago? Why is Rimes the guy?
He's got a couple of things going for him. For one, he plays better defense than Sizemore. And up the middle, that's pretty useful, especially when you got Johnny Peralta as your shortstop. And number two, he's a left-handed batter. And this is a heavily right-handed lineup. So what you really needed was a left-handed batter to hit, you know, the number two spot ahead of three right-handers in a row.
He had a great end of his season last year.
Oh, yeah.
Rimes played well.
Yeah, he played well, hit .304 for the year.
I was surprised there was even any question who was going to play there.
Well, you know, it's always a thing. During a short period of time, 200 at-bats, a lot of things can happen. You know, you can say he was probably playing a little bit above his head. Scott Sizemore is the prospect they had their eyes on. So, you know, it's a toss-up.
I'm glad you brought that up. Kurt Minching from Bless You Boys joins us right here on the Sports Pen on ESPN 970 because Scott Sizemore went from being the guy of the future and our guy now to maybe the guy on the outs. Why is that?
He just hasn't performed. And, you know, you can say, well, he fractured his ankle during the Arizona Fall League in 2009. So you can say, you know, maybe he didn't have the best chance to show what he can do, but he really hasn't done in any of the chances. So, you know, you're going to go with Rimes just because he fits what your lineup needs, and he's just better, I think.
The other rumor we've been hearing is that Ramon Santiago may be on his way out the door. That's why they've been playing him a considerable amount this spring training. What are you hearing on Ramon Santiago?
You know, they said the Phillies might be a good team to match up with. But, you know, they're pursuing a second baseman. They got, Luis Castillo. So I don't think they're the team who's going to match up with the Tigers. I really don't think Ramon's going anywhere.
I think that getting rid of Ramon Santiago would be getting rid of, like, Jamie Walker. You saw how Jamie Walker, how critical he was to that Tigers bullpen and relief pitching. Who is going to back up Peralta if indeed they do move Ramon Santiago? Is it going to be Will Rimes when he's not playing second base? Is it going to be Sizemore? I mean, you need someone solidified there, and Ramon's done it over the years.
Well, the guy they'd go with is Danny Wirth. Danny Wirth can play second base, shortstop. He came up as a shortstop through the years. He played a little bit of shortstop last year, actually, and he plays third base as well. The one knock on him, he doesn't have a bat that is performing much at the minor or the major league level. But as far as defense goes, he's one of the best gloves in the organization.
Now, they also said that Don Kelly could play third base, but I haven't really seen that out of his career either. So, I mean, you do have a backup third baseman, unless they move Peralta over there for a few games just to give Inge a rest. But I don't think Don Kelly's the answer either.
Short term, you know, he'd be fine. He is another guy who came up as a shortstop through his minor league career, so he can play all over the infield. Outfield, he's above average. I'd feel comfortable. You know, I don't like his bat. I wouldn't want to see him there every day, but just as a defensive replacement, I think he'd be fine at third base.
Do you think the Tigers are deep enough this year to go anywhere? Or are you going to have to depend on their big nine?
Well, you always worry that they don't have the depth. What they have is a lot of major league caliber players. What they don't have in the organization is a lot of major league caliber stars. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to find anyone who's going to go in and be like playing as a rookie of the year candidate. You're going to find a lot of guys who can do certain things. You know, maybe they play defense well. Maybe they hit the ball well. Maybe they got power. Maybe they can make contact. You're not going to find a lot of guys who can do everything. So it's really, you know, trying to find the right role player for what they need at the time.
Talk about Brandon Bosch. He's in the depth chart, second in left field, and he's third in right field. How's he going to play his way into this lineup?
The big thing for Brandon is that they'll probably try and find time for him, you know, with Rayburn. It's not going to be like a full platoon position, but they'll probably try and find time against some right-handed pitchers because, you know, like I said, they're right-handed heavy in the lineup. They need that lefty bat. He showed he has power all throughout his career. You just got to see how well he hits the ball, if he can do better than he did the second half last year.
And talking to Mario, was it last week? Brennan Bosch is killing the cover off the ball.
Hit another home run today.
And you got to find a way to get him in the lineup and get him a few at-bats a week. Mm-hmm. And you can't have him just play just once a week. That'd be ludicrous.
Right. Talking about bombs, when is Cabrera going to explode?
Explode as a hitter? You know, I think
explode as a problem for the Tigers.
I don't think he's going to be a problem for the Tigers. Inside the dugout, he's never been a problem. His teammates have his back. They love him. The organization has his back. Major League Baseball is doing what's best for him. I don't think this is an issue.
Kurt Menching joins us right here on the Sports Pen on ESPN 970 from Bless You Boys. You can call 906-226-4570 if you want to talk Detroit Tiger baseball. 906-226-4570. Kurt, we talked about this, and I briefly brushed over it, but I said that Will Rimes is the second baseman right now because Carlos Guillen is injured. When Guillen comes back, is he automatically presumed to be the second baseman?
The way the team talks is that he's presumed to be the second baseman, but there's a long way to go. He hasn't even started running the bases again yet. He's going to have to put in a lot of time in extended spring training, put in his time with minor league teams just to get the reps at second base. You know, you just can't step in there. And if he shows during his minor league time that he's got what it takes, I think he'll step in. He'll be the second baseman. If he shows he's iffy in the field, they'll probably try and get him DH and move Victor Martinez into catching more.
And I love Victor Martinez. Don't get me wrong. But his percentage of throwing base runners out is laughable.
Well, it's not good, no.
No, that's why I said it's laughable, because he doesn't do it very much.
Well, I think, what was it, 20% of the time? So you,
and that's when he was in Cleveland.
But you're only talking about, you know, difference between what the average above-average catcher is actually like 33% of the time. So it's not that big of a difference.
Does he want to play first base to give Miguel Cabrera a blow, or does he just want to be a DH?
He said he'll play first base. I think he's comfortable at first base, comfortable as DH. Comfortable as catcher. Victor just seems like he's very happy to be here.
906-226-4570. 906-226-4570. To me, outside looking in, I think the biggest problem with the Tigers, it's not the starting rotation. It's not the back half of the bullpen. It's Ryan Perry in the middle relief and actually getting the ball to the closers in a Benoit and Valverde, because you don't have a solidified guy there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, if the Tigers are going to fall, that's where the problem's going to be. Is that a fair assumption?
I think that's a fair assessment. Perry, he said recently he has to get meaner, and that's the thing. He's got good stuff, but he just hasn't been using it quite as much as he'd hope.
When you say meaner, does that mean going up and in more? That's maybe scaring a couple hitters?
That might be part of it. He said he just needs to get more pumped up. He needs to pitch angry. So, you know, maybe he's just going out there feeling a little too good about himself. And, you know, he doesn't have his game face on, so to speak.
What have the Tigers done? And I look at the up and down this roster. What have they done to get some consistency? Because that's where they lacked in offense last year. They lacked a consistent offense. One day they'd put up a bundle of runs, the next day they couldn't score if they were handed runs.
Well, I would put an asterisk on that because of the injuries. Because once Maglier went down, they just didn't score at all.
Right, and then you run into your depth problem. And that's where, and I don't see where they made any moves to do that.
Well, I think you'd be selling Victor Martinez very short there. I mean, this is a guy that can just hit the rawhide right off the ball. He's fifth in the lineup. He can hit from both sides of the plate, so it gives him a little flexibility there. He drives in runs. You know, he's going to get his 80 RBIs. If Cabrera leaves him anything to drive in, he'll get his 80, 90 RBIs. If Cabrera's driving him in, great.
And he's there to protect Cabrera, assuming. But.
And Ryan Rayburn's looked great this spring training in the number two spot.
And Rayburn, you know, he had an OPS the past 2 years of 850, 900. Rayburn, he just needed his at-bats. He's a very good hitter. He just needs his at-bats.
And last year, Rayburn was absolutely terrible in the first 3 months of the season. The last 3 months, he was really good.
But, I mean, after the All-Star break, the offense just fell right off the table.
Well, you gotta add in that Magler Ordonez broke his ankle,
and
in
July. Guillen was out.
And Guillen was out. Inge was out, but well, maybe that's a good thing. But you know, but yep. You lost a lot of starters in the month of July. You got these guys coming up from Toledo making their major league debuts. I mean, you can't be asking too much of them.
As much as I dog on Maglio, because I always consider him a Chicago White Sox, you saw how valuable he was to the Detroit Tigers when he went out last year. And the Tigers may have not made many moves, but one of the best moves they made was releasing Magler Ordonez and re-signing him at a cheaper rate mm-hmm. in order to get a Victor Martinez. That's some of the stuff you just don't see because Magler got released and got re-signed cheaper so they could get a guy like Victor Martinez and really help that ball club.
Right, and that was something that Magler thought he was fine with too. I mean, for one thing, in one of the neat storylines, I think, he's a Venezuelan. Now he's got like three batters in a row along with Cabrera and Martinez. You got five on the team. So, you know, he's feeling very comfortable. He's got his countrymen there. He's happy with his team. And I think they're going to go far. He thinks they're going to go far.
Have him and Cabrera made up? Because I know he wasn't real happy with Miguel after the, can I say DUI arrest? Is that politically correct? Or getting pulled over?
Yeah, he wasn't driving under the influence.
Right, exactly.
On the side of the road.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, he still got pulled over for having opened intoxicant at the very least in his car.
Right.
So have they kissed and made up yet?
You know, I think it was just the thing where Maglio knew he had to have a little tough love. And Cabrera really looks up to Maglio. And I think he took the message. And, you know, there's not going to be any lingering dislike of each other. I think this was really kind of like, a veteran player telling a younger player this is how it has to be.
Any concerns over Max Scherzer this year? Because he's looked terrible in the spring.
Right. It was kind of an ugly spring training, an awful performance last year. I mean, yesterday.
Yeah.
And he says one thing is that he's flying open a little bit. He's got mechanical issues. The one thing we saw in Scherzer last year, he can watch the video of himself. He sees right away what he's doing wrong. He knows how to fix it. Last year he did that. He came back phenomenal. So just a bullpen session, and hopefully that's what it takes, and he starts the season well.
I always go back to Major League 2. Didn't have a great spring, mm-hmm. and Ricky Vaughn got moved from the starting rotation back to the bullpen. Is this going to be one of those things with Scherzer this year where he might have to go and do maybe some long bullpen work or long extended work or pitching off days to get his stuff ready, or is this something that you really believe he can work out during his off days?
Well, yeah, you know, it's part of the way it works with starting pitchers. Like the third day, they're out there pitching like not a simulated game because that's something
those.
Else.
Yeah.
But you know, they're out there putting in their work just to keep in place. So it isn't going to be anything different for him. He's just going to be out there. The coaches are going to be out there just trying to help him. He's going to be looking at the video. I think he'll probably be able to fix himself again.
Brad Penny has looked fairly good this spring training. Big surprise for you or not really?
Penny was good last year. He made some changes in the way he pitches. He used his splitter more. You know, he just became a smarter pitcher. I mean, he can still fire up the speed. One thing I noticed in spring training, he really moves around with his velocity. He's in the 80s. He's in the mid-90s. You know, he's in the 70s with some pitches. He keeps the batters off track. I think he just learned how to be a smarter pitcher last year, and that's going to continue this year.
And I hope Phil Koch's able to make the adjustment, but it looks like Oliver and or Turner will be there to pick him up if he's not able to make that adjustment. Mm-hmm. But I think he'd be a key addition to that relief pitching if he does falter as a starting pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great year last year as a reliever. But the big thing is, like you said, you've got Oliver. You just want him to get a little more minor league time in before he comes up. He's one of the top 100 prospects in baseball.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. He'll join the rotation probably next year. This is probably a one-year deal for Koch. So, you know, you hope he does good, but if he doesn't, you'll just see Oliver sooner.
Well, and the other thing I'm concerned about is how Porcello bounces back in his third year now mm-hmm. and how also Scherzer does this year because, you rely on those guys because you know Verlander's going to give you what you got.
Right.
I mean, Verlander's the ace.
Yeah.
He's going to be good every year.
Yeah, and I think with Porcello, you know, he's, what, 22 years just turned in December. He's a young pitcher. You know, a lot of guys are still in the minors at this or they're just getting out of college. So you just got to let him develop, you know, mentally and physically and just learn the game better.
Kurt Minchin from BlessYouBoys.com joins us right here on the Sports Pen on ESPN 970. Look for this audio on our website at ESPN970.com tomorrow and possibly Bless You Boys, depending on how big the audio size actually is. Mm-hmm. But Kurt, as always, thank you for joining us on the Sports
Pen. Thanks for having me, guys.
Kurt Minchin joins us right here on the Sports Pen on ESPN 970. We'll take this quick timeout, come back and finish the show right after this.